So God doesn't want you to stay the same as you are right now. He has a vision of you becoming something much greater. He said of Abraham, "Shall I tell him what I'm about to do, seeing he is going to become?" Because Abe was going to father a nation and God saw that in the future, he spoke to him in the present as though he were already there, living in the future. God is always present future with us. He doesn't visit us in our muck and misery of the past. He's dealt with all of that. He speaks to what he sees, the finished article. It's called prophecy. He wants to change you by his spirit into a different man, a different woman. To do that, a prerequisite is that you come into alignment with his view of you. That you agree with him. "Yes, Lord, you've said it. I believe it." You agree you are the head, not the tail. You agree you do not suffer from low self-esteem, whatever that may be. You agree you are more than a conqueror through Christ. You are an overcomer. You are predestined to reign and rule with him. You are his delight. You are his passion. You are his treasured possession. His woman, his bride, his beloved, on whom his favour rests. A thought right there, what would it be like to live every day understanding you were in the favour of God simply because he says so? His beloved, on whom his favour rests. How silly would it be not to take advantage of that? The one who created everything, who owns everything, is saying, "Ask and it will be given to you." You just won the lottery and no one told you. Favour. Favourite. That'll be you. His favourite. Step into it. All he has for you. And you'll find that abundance that we talked about is right there.